Hello and welcome everyone to day 12 of Jesus Revealed, and more specifically, Jesus Revealed in Purpose. I'm your host, Zintle, and today it is day 12 and we're talking about Jesus and the outcast. And we are joined in her first appearance in our Jesus Revealed series by Minister Savannah. Minister, hello, welcome.
Hi, Zintle, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for just accepting and being with us, man. It's really good to see you.
I'm so excited to be on here
with you guys. And I like the topic that we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. And we're drawing it from the book of Luke chapter 19, verse 10. And I'll read it for us. And it says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Simply put.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this really does tie into to purpose, but maybe before we dig into that, Minister Savannah, how do you see the scripture and how do we reflect on it in your perspective?
Okay, so if we look at the scripture, it comes from the story of Zacchaeus.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy this story of Zacchaeus because he is a man who climbs up a tree in order to see Jesus. And in him climbing up a tree, humbling himself in order to see Jesus, he then receives salvation.
Mm,
you know, Jesus now looks his way, he ends up receiving salvation. But Zacchaeus was also a tax collector. And in those days, tax collectors were people that were considered outcasts.
Mm-hmm.
They were considered people that would sometimes steal from other people.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were rejected by society. So very often we see that Jesus reaches out to the people that society deems unworthy. We see him do this with the woman of the issue of blood. We see him do it with the Samaritan woman.
We see him
do it with the lepers in the Bible. We see him do it with tax collectors. And we also see him do it even in the story of the prodigal son, where Jesus speaks about how the son goes wayward.
Yeah,
but when he comes back, the loving father is there ready to accept him.
Yeah,
and that is such a perfect example for us, because there's times in our lives where we might look at certain people and deem them as outcasts, but Jesus looks at them and he sees them for who they are.
Yeah,
he takes their mistakes and he's able to use it for his purpose.
I really like that. I really like that, Minister Savannah. And I'm also just reflecting over the past maybe day 11 and day 10, where both Pastor Virginia and Dr. Jeremiah reflected on those things, and specifically maybe referencing Dr. Jeremiah, where he was talking around us being the conduits of Christ.
Mm.
And if Christ did this and did this practice and habit, then surely as those who follow him should almost do the same or follow the same habit in a way. And I'd like to think that the same then rings true to this.
In
we're not necessarily showing these people our own strength and compassion, but really showing Christ's compassion to them.
Of course.
Yeah. So from an applications point of view, and I think you did touch it just now, what does that look like? So in the same way that Christ came to save and, well, firstly, seek and save the lost. What does that mean for both, I guess, those that are unsaved, but even to us then that are saved and in, I guess, the fields that Christ has prepared for us?
You know, Zintle, one thing that I love about God is that he's always pursuing us, whether we are saved or whether we are unsaved. And even if you're someone that's saved, the fact that God keeps reaching out to you and he keeps seeking out to you, it's just reassuring for us as believers that there is a God, there is a hope, you know.
If
we had to imagine a world where we didn't have God, I was thinking about that today, and I thought about what a dark place that would be.
It really would.
You know, and if God is the reason that we want to conduct ourselves better, and if we're looking at the example of Jesus and we want to live better, if nobody had that in mind, how would we all actually go about in life? And as I reflected on that, I said, you know, Lord, you are God, and I thank you that there's a hope, and I thank you that we get this gift of knowing you, because had nobody known you, this world could have looked a whole lot darker and a whole lot scarier.
That's right.
So for the half of us that probably know you, Thank you for it.
Yeah. And I'm also now thinking about it. There's that grace to your point around us knowing God, right? But there's also this opportunity as believers that we have in extending that grace to others. And I think my question just stems around, how should a believer view those that are marginalized, either by society or just are feeling like they're outcasts and just people within those categories?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, Zintle, I'll speak from my own experience.
Yeah, please,
right?
Please do.
For me, I'm a teacher, right?
Okay.
I am a teacher and I teach grade 5 learners.
Okay.
So sometimes I still have kids that are unable to read. Unable to write.
Okay.
Yeah, I also think that, right?
Yeah,
my mind,
yeah,
when
yeah.
I do see it, it goes to, whoa.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and then I realize how much help they need.
Yeah.
And I realize the journey that I need to walk with them. But before I get there, there is that element of me like saying to myself, but you had school for 5 years. What have you been doing,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
so I think... Yeah. You know, there is God's grace for others too. Just as how I would see someone and maybe judge on certain instances or maybe judge on certain things that could even be beyond their control, you
sure.
know. I've had a learner once that was also in the same category, and both his parents were deaf and dumb.
Oh,
so when I found out about that, you know, my heart just sank, and it, you know, just
sure.
It just really made me want to instill hope into this child.
Yes, yes.
But sometimes we might look at people and we deem them unworthy and we judge them and we have our own conceptions of they don't work hard or they're not ambitious. They don't want to pray every day. They don't want to wake up and read their Bibles. They don't want to walk out a journey with God. We judge people based on these things. And the other day I was sitting and asking myself, Lord, are these thoughts that we have like our own thoughts, or is it the enemy actually planting these thoughts?
Because
sometimes it happens, and you know, you reject the thought, but maybe there is an element of the enemy planting it, and maybe there is just an element of us being in the flesh and just judging people, preconceived ideas of them.
Yes,
but in all of that, when we do think about it, that's when we must realize and take a step back and say, but this is a soul.
Amen.
But this is a
Amen.
Child of Amen. God. But this is Amen. A daughter of God. But this is a son of God. And if God can rewrite my story, if he could rewrite Zacchaeus' story, if he could rewrite the woman with the issue of blood, he rewrites her story, he can rewrite their story.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's for us to bring God's love to these people and show them that there is a God, and when you give him your life, it doesn't matter the mistakes, your past, your failures, God is able to take it and transform it.
I love that. I really like that. I really like that, Mr. Savannah. I just want to get into the practicalities of it, because the God that we serve, or the Savior that we serve, Christ, really reached out that olive branch of inclusion
to the
Zacchaeuses, to the woman with the issue of blood, and even to some of his apostles.
I mean, the
disciples that then went on to be apostles.
Yes.
There was a lot of branch and bridge building there.
Yes.
With us then, as we try to reach out to the other, and I think at Salem, that's one of the big themes around reaching out to the other.
Of course.
What does that look like practically for us? And what can we do to reach out to those that maybe society would otherwise not reach out to?
So I would say, Zintle, when we are lavishing God's grace on people, you know, some people might need encouragement.
Yeah.
So we know of people, we know the issues they go through. And sometimes we don't want to think about it. Sometimes we don't want to worry about people and worry about their problems. You don't want to make their problems our problems. But if Jesus took on everybody's problems, then that's an example that we should too, right?
Even
if we're not taking on their problems by being there physically for them, but even if we going into God, to God with prayer. True. For them, on their behalf, if we're sowing a seed on their behalf, you know, it can just be being, spending time with them. It could be ministering to them. If you find families where the children need counsel, they need direction, you know, we shouldn't just look aside and say, oh, they have rebellious children. Yeah. We should actually be able to say, you know what, they're trying, but maybe they just need some help. Maybe the kids need a little bit of direction, and take that step. You know, like you said, Jesus would bridge the gap. He would extend the olive branch. So it's the same for us. We need to extend this olive branch. We need to bridge the gaps and build relationships with people, have conversations with people, and invite them into our world, and allow God to use us to minister to people.
I like
because
that.
If we're not allowing God to use us, then we're not fulfilling purpose.
True.
In this Jesus Reveal podcast, we're learning about our purpose is in Christ.
Yeah.
But if ultimately we're sitting at home and we're watching Netflix and we're chilling and we're having a good time with our family, we're not fulfilling purpose.
That's
purpose
right.
is for others. It's about
That's right.
others.
That's
it's
right.
not for ourselves. It's sure. about serving others. It's about helping others. It's about edifying the body of Christ. And if we're not doing that for our saints, even for the sinners, then we're not doing what God has called us to do.
Sure. I really like that. And Minister Savs, then, how then do we wrap this up? So there's so many good things that you've just touched on around how we reach out to everyone and whether they're believers or non-believers, and really understanding the perspective that they're coming from as well. What do you want us to walk away with from this?
You know, I would like to call everyone to action today. To say that, you know, you've listened to this, you see how Jesus reaches out to people. And if Jesus is the perfect example of bridging a gap between us and people, then we should be like him. 100%. So one thing we can ask ourselves is, what would Jesus do?
In moments where we're
judgmental, in moments where we don't feel like picking up the phone, in moments where God places a person on our mind, we say, what would Jesus do? I could keep scrolling on my phone or actually just reach out, you know. I'd like to say, you know, just invite someone over for coffee. You know, with the story of Zacchaeus, Jesus said to him, I'm coming to your house today. So if it takes us to say, I'm coming to your house today, then we should do that.
Meet someone
at their home and say, let me bake you a cake. Let me bring it to you. Let me bake you some muffins. Let me bring it to you. Some people love cooking. It's their gift, right? And if you're able to do that for somebody else.
Yeah.
If you're able to serve somebody else well, make them coffee, make them tea. Just do things that show the love of Jesus. Do things that invite others into your world and build relationships with people. Relationships with people in this walk with God is essential for our growth. Because there's so much more we learn about ourselves. So I would encourage everyone to build relationships. It is so essential in walking out this journey with God and in revealing his purposes for our lives.
Love that. Love that. Minister Savs, thank you so much for coming today and just for sharing and imparting that word to us. And God bless you. I've really, really picked up a lot around we're called to be bridge builders. We're called to those whom society has really deemed as outcasts and those that don't belong. In the same way that Christ went to those that society has deemed unworthy. They should be outcasts. Christ went straight to them, gave them healing, gave them hope, gave them himself. And they then received him and were saved ultimately from all that they went through. And I think to everyone that is listening to us and really is thinking around, how can I be a better follower of Christ? I think you don't do any wrong by doing what he did, by welcoming those who are traditionally you wouldn't welcome or even society wouldn't welcome, and showing them the love of Christ and showing really the saving power and the wonder of Christ, both to the saved and even to the unsaved. So if this was really something that God is calling you towards, we'll be praying for you, and we're hoping that as we walk this journey together, more and more God is showing you the opportunities to open doors for others, to open doors for those that maybe doors have been shut for. And I pray that it will be a blessing to you as God blesses you and you do this work. We are obviously available on all platforms. You can find us on Spotify, you can find us on Apple, you can find us on YouTube, follow us on WhatsApp, join our group, join our community of faith, join our community of faith even on social media platforms, on Instagram, on TikTok, as well as any other places that you'll find us. God bless you. See you next episode.